The Traveler's Journal, April 26th, with a tale from the town of William Tell. Interlaken is the heart of the Bernese Oberland, the scenically stunning section of central Switzerland. As its name implies, the town is situated on a glacial delta between two lakes, Brienz and Thun. Three of the mighty Alps' most famous peaks, Eiger, Jungfrau, and Munch, tower to the south. It's a setting that's launched 1,000 postcards. In winter, the Bernese Oberland is a skier's paradise. In spring, when the valley's snows melt, it's being transformed into a wildflower-carpeted haven for folks who love to hike the sharp profiles of the high Alps. It's also ideal for visitors who prefer to stand and savor the incomparable views from a cloud-ringed summit, without the bother of actually climbing up themselves. The region's amazingly comprehensive and coordinated system of cogwheel trains, funiculars, and gondolas make even high peaks accessible to travelers who prefer not to break a sweat. Strolling down verdant valley paths along tumbling streams and thundering waterfalls is an agreeable way to pass an afternoon, especially when you can duck into a tiny inn for a traditional feast. Charming villages like Grindelwald, Thun, Brienz, and Meiringen, with their quaint turreted castles and gingerbread houses, have been attracting visitors for hundreds of years. Traveler poets and musicians like Lord Byron, Felix Mendelssohn, Conan Doyle, and Mark Twain have all been awed by the landscape's beauty, though the exploits of this area's most famous son, William Tell, may be mythical. The beauties of the Bernese Oberland are very real. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.